Okay, guess what? I met the cutest old man ever.
Hey, it's Catherine.
And I'm Jasmine.
Today we're going to blab about more than just a book.
Today, we're going to dive deep into some topics that really had us stumped.
A book we thought was about yellow wallpaper got us thinking. As times are changing, people are too, and mostly for the better.
Alrighty, it's story time! Okay, so I'm a cashier at a grocery store, and not too long ago, an old man, he was maybe around 70 or something, he came through my checkout line just buying some groceries.
Okay.
Then he started talking to me, and out of all the things he could have said, he started talking about a teenage boy's makeup.
Oh boy, I feel like I know where this is going.
Yeah, so at this point I thought he was gonna be like, oh, boys shouldn't wear makeup, it's for girls. But then he ended up telling me about how this boy's makeup looked really good and how amazing it was.
Oh really?
Yep. The old man telling me about how good the makeup was just too cute, and it really did make my day. Now, I'm saying it's cute because so much of the time when I talk to senior citizens, the majority of them are not open to change or a new reality.
I totally agree. Okay, now I see why you think this old man is cute.
Right? Ugh, but I've come across so many senior citizens making comments that are absolutely wrong, especially for this day and age. Like, I've heard some say being queer is wrong, depression isn't real, and real men don't wear makeup. So basically, too many of them are too stubborn, so they're just living in the past. I haven't heard many young people make comments like these because I think the world is just evolving, and younger people are able to go with the flow more easily. It's kind of like how younger people are much more willing to learn about new technology, while much of the older generation just says no. But this cute old man in the grocery store, I gotta say, he just seemed very open to change, which is so rare for a man his age, and I really applaud him for that.
Yeah, you go, old man.
This man's words just really reminded me of how the traditional gender roles are starting to fade away, which I'm not mad about at all. I could honestly not imagine having to be a super girly girl and grow up to be one of those housewives that are locked up in a house all day. Like, if I want to wear a baggy t-shirt and jeans, then so be it. I just really feel bad for the people in the past who couldn't be themselves all the time because of these stupid traditional gender roles.
Right. This actually really relates to the story we read this week, The Yellow Wallpaper by Charlotte Perkins Gilman. For those of you who haven't read it, the story is set in like the late 1800s, and it's about a woman who develops depression after the birth of her baby because she doesn't want to be a mother. Her husband is a doctor and tells her she has hysteria, so he locks her in a room with yellow wallpaper, which makes her condition worse. He thinks she has hysteria because she doesn't want to follow her traditional gender role by becoming a mother.
Wow, well, that sums it up pretty well.
Yeah, and reading the summary actually makes me think about what the woman in the story went through. How she was forced to think she was wrong for wanting to be different and punished for it.
Exactly, and it's crazy to think that people back then, like the woman's husband, thought it was normal or okay to stop someone from being themselves. I hate how important they thought it was to follow these unwritten rules they had back then.
Yeah, and her husband's control on her is what made her condition worse.
Maybe because she trusted and loved her husband, it made her believe that what he said was true and continued to stay locked up in that room.
You know, I think sometimes people assume things that are wrong or force themselves to believe things that aren't true. Maybe the husband just didn't want to believe his wife was different in this way and convinced himself that this was the right thing to do.
That actually makes perfect sense.
So, moving on. The main themes we took from the story are gender roles and mental illness, right?
Yeah, for sure. And those are the themes that definitely stick out way more than the rest of them.
You'd think that mental illness and gender roles aren't really connected in any way, but they do have similarities. Both of these issues seem so much worse then because of the rules and negative stigmas centered around them. I feel like they both have really improved because people have gained a new perspective on things and become more accepting.
Also, these unwritten rules have become so much looser and almost don't exist anymore, so people can finally be themselves.
It's a big improvement, because as long as people are aware of these issues, we can continue to work towards improving the freedom and acceptance we have to be who we are.
Okay, reading the yellow wallpaper and our conversation about it earlier really got me thinking. How do other people view this story? So I stood outside a bookstore in downtown Toronto, shout out to B&V Books, and I asked people if they've read the yellow wallpaper. To those who read it, I simply asked them if they thought the woman was treated right in the story. What I'm about to share with you are the two best, yet most contradicting point of views in the story I could get. Oh, and don't worry if you haven't read the story, I promise this will all make sense.
Well, I may not sound like a good person for saying it, but I do think she was overreacting in a way. You know women have hormones, which can make us a little cuckoo. And sure, the woman's husband went a little too far, but it's good that he tried to cure her of her illness. And the man should be in charge anyway, so at least he did his part. So maybe if she obeyed his rules, her craziness would have gone away, because if she was sad, her sadness would have gone away. So there was probably something wrong with her other than sadness.
I know this story takes place ages ago, but still, you would think people would have a better idea of what depression is really is. Let alone her husband, who is a doctor. Also, locking somebody in a room seems very unethical. And it's really sad that she would be forced to obey everything her husband says, because I know that if I was in her position, I would honestly run away. And if that means not being like a proper woman in those days, then that's what it is.
Okay, thanks so much.
It's actually mind-blowing to hear these two different perspectives on the story, even if you haven't read the yellow wallpaper. It's so mind-blowing because the first answer was from an older man, and the second one was from a younger woman. The older man was on the side of traditional gender roles, and he assumed the woman was crazy, while the younger woman was against traditional gender roles, and she assumed that that was the cause of the woman's depression. So now this should start to make sense, because earlier we talked about how usually older minds are stuck in the past, while younger minds are all about change. So how different these two people's views on gender roles and mental illness was really was just a perfect example on the concept of the change our world is seeing. Even if you haven't read the yellow wallpaper, you can still connect the dots to see the big picture.
Listening to these interviews Jasmine did got me thinking that some people might not actually know a lot about these issues, but mainly mental illness, because people have heard about gender roles all their life. It was also Mental Health Month in May, so might as well start with that. So, for those of you who may not know, mental illnesses are health problems that affect the mind, your thoughts, your emotions, and your behaviors. Some examples include depression, anxiety disorders, schizophrenia, and substance abuse disorders. Usually, people are born this way and it develops over time. Sometimes it has to do with their personality in addition to being born with it, or it can be because of the environment they grow up in and experiences they had. Traumatic events can also add to mental illness. Now it's time to shed the light on the hard facts. Starting with, some think that people with mental illness can just snap out of it or change themselves, but they really can't because it's just in their genes. It's how they were born. 1 in 5 people experience mental health problems or illnesses. Suicide is the leading cause of death in both men and women, and there are 800,000 deaths due to suicide worldwide each year. The stigmas created around mental health create barriers for those who need help. People with mental illnesses, most of the time, don't get the help they need because they are scared that they will be judged or ignored if they reach out. It's important to know that if you're struggling with a mental illness, it's okay to reach out and get the help you deserve. Start with talking to someone, anyone, and tell them what you're going through. This way you won't be going through anything alone. You can start with a friend or family member, but if you want, you can use helplines instead. For whoever needs it, a couple I found are betterhelp.com and justanswer.com. There are doctors and people that can help you, and there are also so many more you can find besides just these two. Mental illness can be cured with time and effort.
The world is definitely changing, and it's not a bad thing at all.
Yeah, just think how much more freedom we have and how open we can be to other people compared to the past.
There's so little judgment on the choices we make now that would be considered wrong in the past. Like, if you boys want to go wear makeup, then go right ahead. I know I'm not going to stop you.
Just remember, if you need help with anything, like how you're feeling, reach out so you can get the help you deserve. Don't be afraid to be yourself.
Also, if you're interested in what we had to say, Then don't forget to read the story, The Yellow Wallpaper, if you haven't already.
Thanks to the Anchor app for letting us make this podcast and providing us with the music.
And most importantly, thanks to you guys for hanging out with us during this episode of Book Blabber. If you liked us, stay tuned for next time.
You can find us anywhere podcasts are available. This includes Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, and Google Play.
Oh, and don't forget to tweet us with books or stories you want us to read next. Bye for now.